And so until next time, this is Garner Ted Armstrong saying goodbye, friends.
You have heard The World Tomorrow with Garner Ted Armstrong. Send your letters to BCM Ambassador, London WC1. Again, the mailing address is BCM Ambassador, London WC1.
Hear The World Tomorrow every evening on Radio 270 at 6:30. And you're listening to Radio 270, broadcasting on 1115 kilocycles, where the time is now just 30 seconds before 7 o'clock.
Radio 270, World News!
Leon Tipler reporting. Birmingham, according to Ministry of Labour figures, the number of unemployed there has risen by 28% in 1 month. It now stands at its highest level for more than a year. There are now more men employed than there are jobs available in the area. The motor show was opened today by the opposition leader, Mr. Heath. Speaking about the industry, said it was nothing short of a national tragedy that it should have been pushed into reverse gear. Vietnam, the resignation of 7 cabinet ministers has been accepted by Air Vice Marshal Key. One of them, the Deputy Prime Minister, was to have met President Johnson at the Manila conference next week. The Commons, after the pardon for Timothy Evans, a motion has been tabled by 17 Liberal and Labour MPs calling for an inquiry into the case of James Hanratty, hanged for the A6 murder in 1962. A campaign to encourage people to spend their holidays at home is to be launched by the British Travel Association. It'll cost £75,000. The association's general manager said that in the last 5 years, British holiday spending abroad increased by 77%. But in the same period, spending on holidays at home went up by only 15%. Today is the 20th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations organisation, UNESCO. The Prime Minister said in a London speech that it was right that the organisation should concentrate on removing illiteracy in the world. It was not possible to achieve economic growth while a quarter of the world's population could not read. America. A Senate committee has reported that 2.5 million Americans aged between 10 and 17 have police records. That's about 1 in 10 teenagers. Sport. At Newcastle this afternoon, the Wallabies started off their British tour by going down in a shock 17-14 defeat to the North Eastern Counties. It was the first time a combined North East side have ever beaten a touring team. The Wallabies were caught on a very heavy pitch, which they weren't accustomed to, and did not field their full side. They conceded 4 penalty goals. Wigan's Rhodesian wing quarter, Trevor Lake, has accepted a £6,500 offer to join the Australian club Sydney St George on a 3-year contract. Finally, the 270 weather. Scattered thundery showers and clear periods tonight. Tomorrow there will be sunny intervals and occasional showers, with some of the showers becoming heavy and thundery in places. The wind, a moderate southerly, becoming southwesterly or westerly tomorrow. More news from 270 at 8 o'clock in the Andy Kirk Show.
Oh, no!
That's the brand new one from Val Doonican. It's called What Would I Be? 1.25 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Radio 270 News at 8 o'clock. Radio 270 broadcasting on 270 meters in the medium wave band. The time now, exactly 8 o'clock.
Radio 270, World News!
Dennis the Madison, I've got the news for you. New Zealand, when he landed at Wellington Airport this morning, President Johnson received a warm welcome from over 25,000 people.